it or on the phone number listed. Hello, friends. We're reading the Book of Zohar for All, Volume 1, page. The preface, the Book of Zohar. You are partners with me. Item 61. Volume 1, Zohar, page 251. Preface to the Book of Zohar. Article, You Are Partners With Me, item 61. Rabbi Shimon started, I have put my words in your mouth.
ונכנס בחי עולמות צפונים. אשר עין לא ראתה אלוקים זולתך. ויוצאים משם ומשוטטים, ובאים מלאים ושלמים, ונועדים לפני עתיק יומין.
And stand before עתיק יומין. At that time, עתיק יומין. But it was preferred more than anything else to him. And so, he takes that thing and crowns it with 370,000 crowns. And that new innovations in the Zohar wonders ascending and descending, and one firmament is made out of it. This is so because at the time of Nukva's ascent to Atik Yomin, she is incorporated in the Zivug that is there. She raises Or Chozer, reflected light, and extends Or Yashar, direct light, from Atik Yomin. She rises means that she raises Or Chozer from below upwards. Descends means that she extends Or Yashar from above downwards, at which time she receives words of wisdom in the high and hidden secrets. And she is incorporated with the Or Chozer and Or Yashar in Atik himself.
It was said, ascends and descends with them and enters 18 concealed worlds, which neither has the eye seen a god beside you. This is so because the zivug that is made in Atik is also in the Yesod de Atik that is there. And it too is the righteous who lives forever, like Yesod de Zerampin, upon its ascent to Upper Abba V'ima. The difference is that Yesod de Atik is neither has the eye seen a god beside you, since the Zivug de Yesod is done on the Masach, by striking, which raises Or Chozer to clothe the Or Yashar, while below an Abba V'ima, the Masach, is regarded as wings that cover the upper light when it is repelled. This indicates that there is the core of Din, judgment, in them. For every Or Chozer is called light of Din. But in Yesod de Atik it is written, your teacher will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. This is so because even though the Masach raises Or Chozer from below upwards, there are still no wings in it. Hence, it is called 18 concealed worlds, that neither has the eye seen a god beside you. In other words, there are no wings there yet covering from foreign eye, since there are no dinim, judgments there. Rather, neither has the eye seen a god beside you, since a discernment from below upwards is called concealed, though it is in the form of neither has the eye seen a god beside you. They come out of there and wonder, and they come full and whole, since they come out of there of a zivug on the Masach, which is called 18 concealed worlds, that neither has the eye seen a god beside you. And wonder means that he raises Or Chozer from below upwards, and they come means that she extends the Or Yashar from above downwards, and then they are full and whole, filled with Or Yashar from wisdom in the high and hidden secrets, and whole with Or Hozer, in which there is no deen, but an entirely utter mercy, on par with Or Yashar. And at that time, they assembled before Atik Yilman, meaning they are ready to clothe the Atik Yilman. At that time, Atik Yilman smells that thing, and it is more desirable to him than anything. Smells means contentment, since the great and sublime Zivug brings sublime contentment to Atik Yilman, since there all the worlds and all their merit are included in the Nukva. And it is more desirable to him than anything, because that contentment comes to him from all the worlds at once, and she is the utter perfection and sublimity and the one on whom the worlds were created. And then he takes that thing and crowns it with 370,000 crowns. For then he imparts upon her the sublime Mohin de Atik himself, which are the Chabtum, Chokmah Binah, since the Sefirot de Atik are 100,000 each. However, the difference is the 30 upper ones of Chokmah, as it is written, he was more honored than the 30. But he did not come to the 3. In other words, even though she receives and is honored by Gar de Chochmah de Atik too, who are the 30,000 upper ones, the Nukwa still cannot actually rise and clothe the 30,000 themselves. If she could clothe those 30,000 too, the Nukwa would be annulled in it as a candle before the torch. Hence, she receives from Atik only 370,000 crowns, which are 400,000 minus 30,000. And that new innovations in the Torah wonders, ascending and descending, and one firmament it made out of it. Wonders means flying upwards. Wonders ascending means that he rises Or Hozer from below upwards. And descending means that through the Or Hozer that he raises, she descends with the Or Yashar from above downwards. And one firmament is made out of it, meaning that through clothing of Or Hozer over Or Yashar, a firmament is made there. This is so because after the Zivug is made on that same Masach that was established in Malchut to raise Or Hozer, which reached the Nukwa through the good deeds, and the Man that they raised in order to impart contentment upon their Maker, it becomes a firmament through which the righteous obtain the level of Zivug that was made on it. And when a degree comes down to the righteous through the firmament, it clothes in a garment that extends from the firmament in Or Hozer, that inverts from the firmament and below with the Or Yashar from the firmament and above. Thus she comes to the attainment of the righteous who are clothed in one another, since those righteous that have been rewarded with wholeness, raising Man for the sublime Zivug, no longer have any reception for themselves. Also, the Man that they raised was to bestow and not to receive. Hence, with the good deeds of the Man, they correct the Masach for the Nukwa and qualify her for this great Zivug, where the qualification itself is Or Hozer, that rises from the Masach of the Nukwa and above. Since anything that rises from below upwards is bestowal and repelling of reception for oneself. At that time, the Zivug de Haka'ah with the upper light takes place, and the upper light dresses in a garment of the rising Or Hozer. And the light that descends from above to below and dresses in Or Hozer comes to the reception of the lower one, to the righteous who raised the man, since anything that comes from above to below comes for reception. And since the upper light passes to the lower one through the firmament, it takes with it the clothing of Or Hozer from the firmament, and the lower one receives the upper light inside this garment. This is so because even after the level is attained by the lower one, he still does not enjoy any of the upper light that descends to him, but only according to the measure of bestowal of contentment upon his maker. That is, to the extent of the clothing of Or Hozer that clothes the upper light. This is regarded as receiving in order to bestow. He is not receiving anything if there is no bestowal upon his maker in it. Hence reception is clothed within bestowal, Or Yashar, in Or Hozer. This is the precision that he makes. The innovations in the Torah, wonders, ascending and descending, and one firmament is made out of it, meaning it is received by the lower ones through the firmament clothed within it. 64. So it is with each and word of wisdom. Firmaments are made established in complete existence before Atik Yomen, and he calls them new heaven, meaning renewed heaven, which are blocked of the secrets of the upper wisdom. Similarly, all the new words of Torah, which are not from the upper wisdom, stand before the Creator, rise, become the lands of the living, and descend and crown unto one land. It is made new, and everything becomes a new land by that thing that is renewed in the Torah. So the righteous go always rising man, and extending those sublime degrees from Atik Yomen through those firmaments that were made by the upper Zivug. And out of those firmaments, the new heaven is made, renewed at the degree of Atik Yomen. Hence, those high attainments are called blocked of the secrets of the upper wisdom, which come and clothe the garment that extends from the firmaments. And all the other new words of Torah stand before the Creator, rise and become the lands of the living, and descend and crown unto one land. It is made new, and everything becomes a new land. This is so because there are Chokhmah Binah, Tiferet Malchut, at every level. Thus far, it was only about the secrets of Chokhmah, wisdom, and not of Binah, Zirampin, and Malchut at each level. It was said that they become the lands of the living because they all become Binah, called the land of the living. They descend and crown unto one land, to Malchut, who is called land simply. It is made new, and everything becomes a new land because the Malchut was crowned and received all the degrees of the lands of the living, Binah. Thus Malchut rose into being Binah, and it is now called a new land, since what was previously Malchut is now Binah. This is the meaning of Bon being destined to be Sag, and Ma being destined to be Ab. Since heaven are Zirampin, and at the degree of Atik Yomen, they are now in the secrets of upper Chokhmah. Thus, the Ma Zirampin became Ab Chokhmah, and land Nukva the Zirampin has become Sag, Bina. It follows that new heaven and new land are Ma and Bon that were cancelled and have become Ab Sag.
Yeah,
someone wanted to ask Kiev one.
Dear Rav, what we're reading here in this excerpt that reflected light is rising up to the screen of Nukwa. This is all bestowal. This is so out of our unity, how can we raise this reflected light?
Only by prayer, only by the request that draws the reforming light and helps us this way to relate to the friends and to the Creator. That I don't want to think about myself, but only help them. And so this way, we integrate with one another. And that's how our Ol Chozer, all in all, elevates us up to what we call firmaments.
And what he's writing here further, that the reflected light is comes to the reception, the lower one, for the righteous that has raised that man. So the righteous that has raised this man, is everyone in the 10, each person, or all of us synchronously?
Anyone in the 10 who caused the man to rise in his 10 upward, anyone in the 10 that causes the 10 to raise man upward, and then from above comes down mud to that 10, they all start feeling that they have received additional strength, bestowal, and so they connect more and enter receiving in order to bestow them. That's it. So let's continue. Ah, no, wait. Chelyabinsk.
The opportunity to reflect the light, does it appear right away or?
Once a person has the desire to bestow, that he has to express this desire through his connection with the friends, then from that ascends or rises a light upwards, a chisaron, man. And then both that person and his ten through which he wants to bestow, he can't bestow on his own. Upon them comes the opportunity to connect and to begin to work and receiving in order to bestow, bestowing in order to bestow the degree of Sag or the degree of Ab. But it's all a result of each of them wanting through his ten to bestow to the Creator. PT 14.
Rav, in the new land, is there Rashima?
On the new what? Are there Rishimot in the new? Of course there are Rishimot. It's all in all the Malchut that connects to the Bina, to Chochma, up to Keter, and so of course it's all done by the Rishimot, because at first they were all together, and they separated and broke, and therefore now, according to these Rishimot, we're going back now to Gemar Tikkun, according to the Rishimot that already exists in matter. I can't hear you. What's going on with the microphone there? Were they before the shattering, these Rishimot? These are all Rishimot from the shattering. Chavel.
No. Ma kore lahem?
Well, what's going on there?
Shalom.
Ata ba'shtek.
Sorry, Rav.
אני רציתי לדעת בזמן הקורונה שאנחנו יושבים בבית איך אני מתנהג עם הזוהר המאור עובד גם כשאני
I want to know that during the time of corona when we're all sitting at home how should I behave myself with the zohar should I read it myself alone
אבל אם אתה קורא אותו עם עוד חברים ואתם
The zohar works anyway even if you read it alone but if you don't understand what's written If you read it together with other friends and you don't understand what's written, still you draw, there are forming lights from above, and it all advances a person toward correction. It's all according to the desire. If you're with other people that don't understand but really want to sanctify and advance, it works on everyone.
Germany.
Thank you.
German won.
Good luck. Germany won.
Good evening, Rav. What do you mean 370,000 ornaments?
שואל על המספר 317,000 או משהו כזה.
370. אז מדרגה שלמה היא נקראת 400.
370. So a complete degree is called 400 because there's minus 30 that can't be corrected, so you have 370 left. And I said about all of these numbers that we have the final book from the series of the Zohar. You could look it up there. There's an explanation about all the numbers. There are many numbers that are used in the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to explain a part, a complete Potsuf, in height, in width, the light of Chassadim, the light of Chokhmah, and so on. There it's all explained. You can read about it there. PT
29.
Rav, is it worth during the Congress to read the Zohar for a few minutes?
You turn to the Congress organizers and ask them. I do what they tell me to. All in all, I'm not deciding anything. There are people that are responsible for all of this, and what they tell me, that's what we'll study. I myself do not decide anything. Men, women, questions, answers, workshops, everything are determined by specific people that always do it. And therefore I trust them, and this is how it is for years. No more questions. So let's continue. 65, right?
Yes, we are at item 65. Item 65. It is written about that, For just as the new heavens and the new earth which I make, it does not say which I made, but make in present tense. Since he always makes new heaven and earth of those innovations and secrets of the Torah. It is written about that, I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you with my shadow of my hand to establish heaven, to found the earth. It does not say the heavens, but heaven, without the, since it is not about the actual heaven, but about a renewed heaven, which was made out of the words of Torah. Also, it does not say, I have made, but make, indicating that we should not err in the interpreting the text, new heaven and new earth, which are like a correction of something that is done and innovated only once, for this is not the case. Rather, they concern perpetual work for the righteous who have already been completed in the upper brightness, constantly going and becoming new heaven and earth. As it is written, righteous go from strength to strength. He brings evidence to that, since it is written, the new heaven and the new earth which I make, and it does not say, which I made. Thus, those heaven and earth are always renewed by the innovations of Torah, of the complete righteous. He also brings evidence from the words to establish heaven, for if it were for one time only, it should have written to establish the heavens with a "the." But since it writes heaven, it means that it is constantly occurring.
66.
Item 66. And I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. When the Torah was given to Moses, many tens of thousands of high angels came to burn him with the fumes of their mouth, until the Creator covered him. Now that the innovation in the Torah rises and is crowned and stands before the Creator, he covers that thing and covers that person, so it will not be known to them but the Creator, and they will not envy him until that desert becomes a new heaven and a new earth. Everything that is covered from the eye rises for high benefit. As it is written, and I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. It was covered and hidden from the eye for the upper benefit. It is also written to establish heaven, to found the earth. As we learn, so new heaven and earth would grow out of it. And I have covered you with the shadow of my hand refers to the clothing that extends from the firmament, clothing and covering the level of mochin. Since clothing, this clothing is a shadow that covers the mochin and hides them from foreign eyes, and they are known only to the Creator to conceal those great degrees from the ministering angel, so they will not envy him. Concerning the angel's envy, being a fine substance, when they look at a righteous, they find him inferior in their envy with him for the high degree he was awarded. Afterwards, the slanderers cling to that inferiority that the angels discovered in him. Hence, when the degree dresses in the garment of the firmament, that garment measures his degree for him, so he will not receive too much of it, but only to benefit the upper one. Thus he is kept from the envy of the angels, and then the righteous can keep from blemishing the degree completely equally with the angels. It was said that anything that is covered from the eye rises to higher benefit. For the eye sees and the heart covets and cannot keep one's thought clean, solely on the bringing contentment to one's maker, but receives for one's own benefit. However, covered from the eye means clothed in the garment of the firmament. He is certain that he will not receive more than the amount that is for the benefit of the upper one. This is why it was said that he is covered and hidden from the eye. Item 67. And to say to Zion, you are my people. To say means to those gates and words marked one atop the other, to the innovations in the Torah. You are my people. Do not pronounce you are my people, ami, with a petach in the ayin, but you are with me. Imi, with a hirik in the ayin, which means partnering with me, as I made heaven and earth with my speech, as it is written, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made. You, with your words of wisdom, have made new heaven and earth. Happy are those who exert in Torah. Reception is called gates that are open to receive. Bestowal through the man is called words. He says, the words that are marked one atop the other, clothed in one another, and by that they are marked. Item 68. But does a new word of any person do it, even when he does not know what he is saying? Come and see that when one who is not proficient in the secrets of Torah innovated words that he does not know how to verify properly, that innovation rises and comes out to that thing, an unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep. He leaps 500 parsas to receive that thing. He takes it and walks with the thing to his female and makes a false firmament in her, which is called Tohu. The man that the righteous raise to bring contentment to their maker to benefit the upper one is called innovated words of Torah. This is so because they are innovated by the upper Zivug, and through them Zon receives new Mochin until they are thus rewarded with establishing heaven and founding earth. By that, they become partners with the Creator, because through their words, heaven and earth are renewed. However, one whose ways are not in the secrets of the Torah, who is not proficient in the ways of the Creator, to know how to keep himself from blemishing the upper degrees, says that his aim is for a higher benefit. However, he is misleading himself, for he does not know that it is in his soul to know the scrutiny, that he is not aiming for his own needs. His punishment is grave indeed, for he gives power to the klipot to kill people. He innovated words that he did not know how to verify properly, means that he raised man for the upper zivug and did not fully and sufficiently know that it was truly so. In that case, he is an unreliable man who speaks lies and leaps 500 parsas to receive that thing. An unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep. There are male and female in the klipot as well. The male is called false, and the female is called lie. This is so because the male klipot is not as bad as the female. For himself, he is not failing people into lying in the name of the Creator. On the contrary, he speaks well, and so it seems, or so it seems. Yet, his eye is evil, as it is written, "Do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man." He says to you, "Eat and drink," but his heart is not with you. Also, anyone who is captured by him speaks the name of the Creator in vain, for he is separated from the Creator and cannot receive any bounty. It is written, anyone who is proud, says the Creator, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. It is so because when one's aim is to receive his needs for himself, to brag and to boast and so on, he is captured by the authority of that evil eye. Thus the man that he raises does not extend any bounty from above, and he speaks the name of the Creator in vain. For this reason, the male klipa is called false, since the Creator cannot be attached to that man to dwell with him in the same abode. And the female klipa is called a lie, for once the man is caught in the net of the male, who is called false, he has the power to mate with his female, who is an evil and bitter klipa, which fakes the name of the Creator and lies in it. Then she descends and incites, rises and complains, and takes his soul from him.
Itchila echol ushte yomar lach, klomar
For this reason, he is called an unreliable man. For first, he says to you, eat and drink, meaning he raises man to the Creator and extends abundance for a high need, and seems as though he is from the side of Kedusha, holiness. Afterwards, by the power of his falsehood, he mates with the female of the great deep, and with her lie, he takes his soul and kills him. It was said, an unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep. Since he turns into speaking lies only by the power of the female of the great deep in which he is associated, and not in and of himself. He leaps 500 parsas to receive that thing. This is so because at their root, zon, the tuma, impurity, have only vak, and at a point only vak, and a point opposite the zon, the kedusha of holiness, in that place they have neither a place nor the power to cling to bina. However, through the man that the lower one raises, he gives the female of tuma power to skip over the Zat, the Bina, which are extended into Zon, the Kedusha, who are essentially only five Sefirot, Hagat Nahi, called 500 Parsas. This is so because the Sefirot of Bina are regarded as hundreds, and it was said that he leaped 500 parsas to receive that thing because immediately upon the raising of Man, he obtained the power to leap into a place that is not his. The five bottom Sefirot, Hagat Nahi de Bina, which are called 500 parsas, to receive that thing refers to the man raised by the man who did not know sufficiently if his aim was to please his maker. He walks with the thing to his female and makes the false firmament in her, which is called Tohu. That is, he mates over this man with his female of the great deep and extends lights of Kedusha to him, to his lot, and to his construction, similarly to the new heaven of Kedusha that is done by the man the Kedusha. Those heavens that he extended by his zivug are called the false firmament, which respect to the male, and a firmament of tohu, which respect to the participation of with the nukwa of the great deep, which is called a firmament of tohu. Tohu is the name of the male, and deep is the name of the female. It was said that he made the false firmament through his own self, which is called tohu, by his association with the deep, the nukwa. Item 69.
The unreliable man flies in the false firmament 6,000 parsas at once, and once a false firmament stands, a woman of harlotry immediately comes out, holding the false firmament and taking part in it. From there, she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she is in that firmament, she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so because these mochin that were drawn out to him in that false firmament are from the Sitra Acha, opposite the Chochmah of Gdusha, whose numbers are thousands. He flies in the firmament and grips through it 6,000 pulses at once in 6 sefirot, Chagat Nehi de Chochma, which are called 6,000 pulses, since they are from Chochma. And once a false firmament is established, a woman of harlotry immediately comes out, grips that false firmament, and partakes in it. That is, once the new heaven of the male Klipa, who is called only by the name False, are completed, the female of the great deep discloses her strength, and her strength attacks the firmament to lie in the name of the Creator. She flies in the firmament, and then it is called a firmament of Tohu. From there she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she is in that firmament, she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so because while she partakes in that firmament, she grows stronger and bigger than the level of the male, since the male grows only to Vagda Chokhmah, which are 6,000 pausas, and the Nukva grows through him in 10 complete sfilot, a complete world, and has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world, a whole world, and 10 sfilot in an instant. It is written about it. And how long is her anger? A moment. Hence, she has great power for killing thousands and tens of thousands of people, as it is written, for many are victims she has cast down. And as new heaven and earth for Gdusha are always built by the man of the righteous, the heaven and earth for the Klipot is always built by the man of those who do not know how to truly serve the Creator. As it is written, God has made them one opposite the other. 70. It's written about that. Woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood, and sin is as cart ropes. Iniquity is male. Sin is female. A woman of Harltori, one who sins draws in the iniquity, the male by those false ropes, as it is written, and sin is a cart ropes. This means that he draws into that female who is called sin, who intensifies there to fly and to slay people. This is why it is written, for many are the victims she has cast down. Who cast down? It is she. That sin, who kills people and who caused it. It was a disciple of the wise who did not achieve teaching, yet teaches nonetheless. The male of Klipa is not as bad as the female because he resembles himself to Gdusha. As it is written, he says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. This is why he is called false. Yet for this reason, he has great power to capture people in his net. And once he has fallen into his net, he comes and mates with his nukva. Then sin is as cart ropes, and she pulls him into the great deep. The falsehood only ties him with ropes and captures him, as it is written, woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood. And then he drops him before his female. Then sin is a cart ropes. Sin is as cart ropes. When the sin drops him into the great deep and kills him. This is why it was said that she is that sin which kills people. 71. Rabbi Shimon said to the friends, please do not utter a word of Torah which you did not know or hear from a tree that it is as great as it should be. So you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught. They all said, may the Merciful One save us. In other words, if you know for yourselves, it is best if you do not. You must hear how to properly serve the Creator from a great tree, meaning from a great man who is trustworthy, so you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught. 72. The Creator created the world with the Torah. We learned that it is written, then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight. This relates to the Torah, with which the Creator was playing 2,000 years before the world was created. He looked at her once, twice, thrice, and four times, and then he told them, in the end he performed a deed in her to teach people not to come and err in her, as it is written, Then he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And to man he said, he saw is the first time, declared it is the second time, established it is the third time, and also searched it out is the fourth time. Then he told them as it is written, and to man he said, 73. The Creator created what he created corresponding those four times that are written. Then he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And until he did his deed, he first brought four words as it is written. Bereshit bara Elokim et. In the beginning, God created thee. Thus four. Afterwards, it is written, Hashemayim, the heaven, which correspond to four times that the Creator looked in the Torah before he took out his deed for his work. Those four times are Chochmah Bina Tiferet Malchut. Then he saw it. Is Chochmah and declared it. Is Bina. He established it in Zeranpin and also searched it out. Is Malchut. After those four clothings, the Creator created what he created. This is what the first four words in the Torah imply as well. Bereshit in the beginning is Chochmah. Bara created is Bina, Elokim, God is Zeranpin, et the is Malchut. And after those four clothings, the Shamayim, heavens, were made.
Continue. In Kiev, as usual. Moscow, 3.
In item 58, it says to overcome 5,000 parsa, 500 parsas, and to attain something important. What is that?
The thing is that we must build a screen on the five levels of Aviyut. Kiev?
Что он не может уберечься, чтобы мысль его была чиста и направлена.
That he can't make sure that his thoughts will be pure in order to give pleasure to his maker. So, what do you do?
Great, very good. It's great that you think like this, that you feel this. If you feel that you're incapable, because in general, only the connection between the friends and the common prayer to the Creator will obligate the Creator to bring you in return the force of bestowal, the force that returns you to the source. If you're asking alone, that means you have no group, no kli, no vessel. How can you use it? So that's why the Creator is not giving to you. The Creator gives you the requirements that you ask, you cry together. That we want to do actions of bestowal for you. We're not capable. Give us strength. If you're all asking, then you will get the forces, maybe not in one time, but until it becomes a true request, until you obligate the Creator to help you. But if you're alone, by yourself, you have no chances. No chances. You can't receive strength.
How can we ask together? Suppose we write a prayer every day as a 10, and every day it's different. Someone comes to the lesson, someone doesn't. So how do we ask all of us together?
Until you want it. There's no words here, the special words. You know that somebody could open it for you. No secret. The desire in the heart from all the friends, and that works for sure. That's how it is. Petak Tikva 20.
Хотел спросить, есть ли какая-то последовательность в тексте Зоар? Is there some kind of
Zohar?
Is it possible to understand what is he talking about?
Zohar is written by Rabbi Shimon and his students. They were great Kabbalists. They didn't write for beginners. They wrote for people that are seeking the support of the upper force. It doesn't matter where they they're reading the Zohar, and they're receiving help based on their readiness, based on how much they're ready. And before reading Zohar, the effort to unite between us and to ask for all, and then you will receive. You must request in the correct way. It's the spirituality, and then it'll happen. And gradually, it'll happen. You'll see how it works. You'll feel that Zohar is cleansing you. How it makes you softer inside, makes you more like you feel suddenly that before you weren't thinking about these things, and now you are thinking about these. Before you couldn't hear these sounds, the music, and now you hear more. And that's how it'll happen. That's how Zohar works. It makes us more sensitive to spiritual attainments. Okay, a little more.
Again.
Okay, so the donkey driver.
74.
Yes, a very good article.
74. Rabbi Elazar went to see Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Shimon, son of Lakunya, his father-in-law, and Rabbi Abba was with him. A man was driving their donkeys, meaning leading their donkeys. Rabbi Abba said, "Let us open the doors of Torah, for now it is the time and the hour for our ways to be corrected. Driving means sting, since it is an alias to the donkey driver because of his custom to sting the donkey with the needle so they will go quicker." 75. Rabbi Elazar started and said, "You shall keep my Sabbath. Come and see. The Creator created the world in 6 days. Each day he disclosed his deed and placed his strength in that day. When did he disclose his deed and place his strength? On the fourth day, since those first 3 days were all hidden and not revealed, when the fourth day came, he exhausted the power of all of them." And that day refers to the Sabbath, and 6 days are Chagat Nehi, and they reveal the perfection of their works and power on the Sabbath day in Malchut. Each day he places his strength in the Sabbath day. And why does it say here that it was only on the fourth day? It is because Malchut is called fourth and seventh. A fourth to the patriarchs, Chagat, and a seventh to the sons, Nehi. It is written, "The flower buds have appeared in the earth, and the time for pruning has arrived." The flower buds, Chagat, appeared in the earth on the third day, and the time for pruning has arrived on the fourth day. Since the Malchut was diminished and rose for a second Ibur, thus the Malchut was emanated from Chagat on the third day and was corrected on the fourth day through Netzach Dezeranpin, which is the fourth day. Hence, in that regard, she is considered a fourth to the patriarchs. It is also written, "And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land." In our land is the Sabbath day, which is a sample of the land of the living. Thus, Malchut, which is called earth, is the Sabbath day, a seventh to the sons, and the matter of fourth and seventh is explained here. It was said that those first 3 days were all concealed and were not revealed because as long as the degree is deficient of Malchut, it is regarded as hidden and unknown. Upon its attainment of Malchut, it obtains its perfection. This is the meaning of the 6 days of work and the Sabbath. It would seem as though the 6 work days should be more important than the Sabbath, since Chagat Nehi, which are the 6 days of work, are more important than the Malchut, the Sabbath day. However, each week is a separate degree, which during the work days lacks the Malchut. Hence, the degree is hidden and there is no holiness in it. Since with the absence of Malchut, Gal of lights are absent, and only upon the appearance of Malchut in the degree, at the arrival of the Sabbath day, the holiness appears in the entire degree during the 6 days of work as well, and holiness is present in the entire week. Similarly, in the 6 days of creation, when the first 3 days were emanated, Chagat, prior to the disclosure of Malchut, they were hidden without disclosing the Kedusha, holiness, in them. And when Malchut was emanated on the 4th day, the holiness of all 4 days was revealed. When the 4th day came, it executed the power of all of them, meaning that the Kedusha appeared in the work and in potential of all 4 days, since Malchut complements the degree. 76. Fire, water, and wind are Chagat, the first 3 days, even though they are 3 superior Yesodot. The 3 Sfirot, Chagat, they were all reliant, and the complete work was not disclosed before the earth. Malchut disclosed them. Then the work of each of them was known. 77. But it is written on the 3rd day, let the earth spring forth grass. The earth brought forth grass. Was the disclosure of the work of the earth Malchut not on the 3rd day? Indeed, even though it is written on the 3rd day, Tiferet, it was the 4th day, Malchut. It was included in the 3rd day, since Tiferet and Malchut are one, without separation. Afterwards, the 4th day disclosed its work of bringing out the craftsman to the work of each of Chagat, since the 4th day is the 4th leg of the throne, Bina, whose 4 legs are Chagat and Malchut. This is so because since Malchut discloses the holiness of the 3 days, she rose and was mingled in the 3rd day to disclose the unification upon them, since Tiferet and Malchut are one without separation. Afterwards, the 4th day disclosed its work of bringing out the craftsman to his work of each of the Chagat. This is so because on the 4th day, Malchut compensated for only the first 3 days, and afterwards 3 more days came out, Nehi. This is so because once the Kedusha appeared over the first 3 days, Chagat, the patriarchs, the essence of Zeranpin, who is the craftsman, went out to his work, and the sons, Nehi, were emanated the last 3 days of the 6 days of creation. This is so because the 4th day is the 4th leg of the upper throne, Bina, and Zeranpin is considered a throne to Bina, and as the chair is not completed before the 4th leg is completed in it, Zeranpin too is not completed before the Malchut appears in it on the 4th day, and he could emanate.
Okay, we will end on this. Where is our song? Yeah.
שבתחים גם יד.